It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. Ever wonder where your recyclables go when they leave the curb? Well, while most of Wisconsin's recycled materials stay in the Midwest, there is a chance that at least some of it goes to China. China is the world's leading buyer of recyclables, but the Chinese have adopted an anti-pollution program, and that means that they will not accept recycled materials less than 99.5% pure, a difficult standard to meet for America's single-stream recycling plants. How will China's new policies impact the recycling industries in the United States and Wisconsin? Well, that's what we're going to try to find out this morning on The Morning Show. What questions do you have about how the recycling industry works? Are you confused about recycling standards? Do you know how recycling is handled in your community? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, ideas@WPR.org, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Christine Miller is the Associated Recyclers of Wisconsin Vice President and Outagamie County's Recycling Coordinator. Christine, welcome to The Morning Show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Talk to us about China's new standards for recycling. What's changed?
Well, in January of this year, they had put in, as you had stated, a very strict rule to the contamination levels that are allowed in any of the scrap or recyclable materials that are sent from anywhere in the world, which are no one can meet those standards. So what it had done is it halted all imports of or exports of our materials from the United States into China's recycling stream.
What about other countries other than the United States?
Well, what has happened since then, other countries are accepting some of the materials that China has banned. So the Philippines, for instance, are now starting to take some of our recyclables. Not sure if they have the infrastructure over there to handle these materials. So we may be looking at another problem down the road. So what we're hoping is that the states that relied heavily on exporting their recyclables start to look internally and set up some infrastructure in the United States so we don't have to rely on exporting our recyclable materials.
Well, why are these new standards so difficult for American recycling facilities to meet?
Well, even our own domestic buyers allow usually like a 5 to 10% contamination level, because you'll never get a perfect bale of, let's say, paper. There is always going to be some contamination in there of the other recyclables, such as aluminum cans or plastic water bottles, because the equipment we use and the people that help sort can only do so much. It'll never be 100% newspaper in that bale. There will be some contamination, and all of the buyers know that. So they allow for a certain percentage of contamination. So we can meet the standards here in the United States, but China's standards are just way too strict. Basically, they're just saying we don't want it anymore.
Right. They don't want anyone else's recyclables. They'll just keep their own. Is that kind of what they're doing?
I guess. It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. I'm not sure if China's infrastructure is set up internally well to recycle all of their materials that they produce. And you still, on occasion, need the natural resource, the initial feedstock, to strengthen those materials. So the forests, I'm not sure they have the forests that we have here that we manage in the United States, and so on and so forth, petroleum and that for the plastic. So it'll be interesting to see in the future how China reacts long-term with this.
So how has that affected us here in Wisconsin? Have recycling projects in Wisconsin been suspended or closed because of this?
I have not heard of any. I think the DNR would have alerted us if that was the case. Basically, what we're going to see in Wisconsin and what we're seeing here in Northeast Wisconsin is a lower price for the materials that we sell to the secondary buyers. So we just won't make as much money this year as we have in the past because the markets are completely flooded with all the materials from the states that relied on China to export.
So where do Wisconsin's recycled materials go? Who buys it?
Well, here in the Paper Valley area, we have lots of mills, paper mills, that buy most of the paper up in the Wisconsin area that make mostly tissue. And they're actually increasing production and building new paper mills here. So that's unusual to hear new paper mills being being created, which is very exciting for us in the paper industry. But most of our materials, like the plastics, go to mostly Michigan. Some go to the Illinois area. Our aluminum goes down south in the United States. That's where most of the aluminum processors and recyclers are located. They're in the southern part of the United States. So on occasion, we had exported some materials, but it was all about price. So if someone was going to pay us higher, then, of course, we would send it there. But generally speaking, our material stays in the United States.
So you mentioned that, okay, so this year you'll make less money. But what happens over time if you're making less money from secondary buyers?
Well, what might happen is that people might have to start looking at the cost of recycling, because when recycling was initially set up in Wisconsin in the early 90s, they kind of got the thought that recycling is free, which it isn't, because you have to pay the trucks to go out and pick up the material. We have to process it at a MRF, a material recovery facility, and then you have to ship it off. So there's a lot of jobs involved. There's a lot of processes, and it does cost money. Although it is cheaper than landfilling, maybe some fees for recycling may have to be line-itemed on specific.
Do you think we're going to have to go back to separating our recyclables like we did when we first started? I mean, I remember we had to keep the glass in one bin and the paper in another bin and the tin and other stuff in a third bin, and we had to separate all that before we put it out at the curb. Now we just throw it all into one big container and a truck comes along and picks it up. Do you see us going back to having to sort this again?
I don't know, because that's really an inefficient way to collect material, to send several trucks down the city streets and the emissions and the gas and the staff that it takes to operate all that equipment. So it's much more efficient to have one truck pick up all the material, bring it to a material recovery facility where it can be separated by the specialized equipment that we already have in place, and by people as well. So I think what will happen perhaps is we might be looking at some efficiencies within the material recovery facility to help separate the materials better. But knowing what to put in your recycling bin really starts at the home, and that is the best way to help the recycling programs, is knowing what is acceptable and not acceptable in your local community.
We have about 30 seconds left, so where can listeners go if they're confused about the correct way to recycle? Where can they get information?
Sure. Well, we have a great website that has just started called recycleRightWisconsin.org, and you can go to that website and click on your community. If your community is not listed there, you might want to reach out to your elected officials and push them to just simply come in and give us that information. We can add any community in Wisconsin to it, and then you really will know what you can and cannot recycle in the area.
And we'll have that link up on our website as well. Christine, thank you for joining us. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Christine Miller, Associated Recyclers of Wisconsin Vice President. Coming up next, we ask the question, what does natural mean when it's on our food labels? I'm John Munson. It's The Morning Show.